Did you tell them something about the on your knees part?
Well, the on your knees part, a lot of times it's a good thing to actually get down on your knees like this. That's on your knees. And you can lean against your bed, or you can lean against the table, or you can just be like this. But that's what you do in front of a king, right? You ever seen any movies where people come in front of a king, like Anna and the King, where people got down in front of the king like this? Anybody ever see that in a movie? Are there other movies anybody can think of where people got in front of kings like that?
I know in animations they have people coming.
That works.
VeggieTales.
VeggieTales? Probably, yeah. Probably cucumbers get on their knees. Right? But the point is that God loves it when we get on our knees before Him because He's the greatest King of all. And when we get on our knees and we humble ourselves before Him, it helps us to remember to really think about it and to really honor Him with our hearts, to bow before Him because He's the great King. He's the greatest King of all. He made the earth and everything on the earth and everything in the skies, and most kings are just mere men. They're not even all that smart. Presidents and kings and chancellors and prime ministers, and most of them aren't even all that smart. And they're wrong about most things. But God's not wrong about anything, ever. He is the great King. And if people will get down in front of mere humans and call them by titles and bow before them and things like that, how much more before your God, your true King, would you maybe be on your knees at times? And it helps you too. It not only honors God, but it helps you if you get on your knees before God. It helps you to stay awake. It helps you to focus and remember what you're doing. It helps you to think about what it's all about. If you read the Bible, you see that a lot of times when people pray, they pray on their knees. Other times when they pray, they lift hands. I want all men everywhere to lift holy hands in prayer. And they raise their hands to God as if they're reaching for their daddy or their mommy. And we do that with God as we talk to Him. So you can thank God for anything you want to. And also ask Him to make you a little boy, a little girl on your knees. Or a little boy, a little girl, adult with hands lifted towards God when you talk to Him. You've got a pretty nice life all around you because people love Jesus, but it doesn't really do you any good, really, if you won't be a little boy or a little girl on your knees too and talk to Jesus too. And you need to be willing to do it out loud, not just in your minds, because in your minds it kind of tends to be imaginary. You forget what you're doing and you start daydreaming and thinking about something else. And if you're talking to me, and you start to say a sentence, and then you start looking around and thinking about other things, I'm going to grab your little chin and say, finish your sentence. What are you thinking? Don't daydream till you're done talking to me. What is it you're trying to say? Well, God does that to us too if we're listening. God wants us to pay very close attention. He's a person, and He wants us to talk to Him clearly and finish our sentences and finish our thoughts. And then we're done talking to Him, we say goodbye, which is amen. When you're done talking to me or to your moms or to Josh or my mom or somebody, do you just walk away or do you say bye? You usually say bye, right? Because they're people, they're real people. You wouldn't normally just talk to somebody and then turn and walk away. That'd be rude, wouldn't it? You know better. Well, God's a person too, so when you're talking to Him, stay focused, talk to Him from the heart, and then when you're done talking to Him, say, bye, God. You don't even have to say amen. Amen means, this is my prayer, and it's for real, God, and I really want you to hear me. That's what amen means. Or if someone else is praying, and you say amen to their prayer, you're saying, that's my prayer too, God. Amen, that's my prayer too. Also, you could just say goodbye. Just say, talk to you a little bit later, God. Because He's a person. Okay? you've all heard some important things tonight. Now you're going to have to decide if you're going to do something about it, or you're just going to forget and go on your own way, as if I never said this. What are you going to do? Everybody going to change and do better talking to God?
Yes.
For real?
Yes.
Ask each other about it too. Just, Bethany, you can say, Molly, how you doing talking to God? Little girl on your knees? Are you thanking him for things? Are you talking to him? And Molly, you'll look Bethany back in the eye and you'll tell her the truth. You'll say, you know what, Bethany, I've been kind of forgetting, but I'm going to do better. Don't just smile at her and say, yeah, I'm doing good, and then lie. Don't ever lie. Tell the truth. Help each other. Never lie. Tell the truth. And then keep helping each other, okay? But this is for real. This is real stuff. This is not a little game I'm talking about. But talk to Jesus, because you need to have your own relationship with God. Other people's relationship, God can only help you a little bit. Your own relationship with God will change your life forever and make it a beautiful place. Okay? So everybody here going to be a little boy, a little girl on their knees?
Yes.
For real?
Yes.
Okay.